A cyber attack and extortion attempt has forced major Australian defence shipbuilder Austal to increase its data security. An unknown offender hacked Austal, accessing design drawings and the personal contact details of some staff members. The Federal Police and the Cyber Security Centre are investigating as this incident adds to a growing list of malicious attacks that authorities are dealing with. Political reporter Melissa Clark joins us now from Parliament House in Canberra. Melissa, do we know who hacked into Austal and what they managed to get?
Well, it's not clear who. All we know is that it's an unknown offender, according to the company. But we do know that whoever it was managed to penetrate Austal's data systems in Australia. Now, Austal builds frigates and patrol boats for the Australian Navy and builds and maintains aluminium ships all around the world, including combat ships for the US Navy. Now, whoever this unknown offender is managed to get information about staff emails and phone numbers, but more crucially, managed to access ship building designs too. And it seems they attempted to either sell the designs or extort Austal for the fact that they had accessed them. Now, Austal has indicated that the drawings were designs for customers and subcontractors and insists that there was no commercially sensitive information involved, nor were there any details that affect national security. And that has been confirmed by the Australian Defence Department as well.
Now, cyber attacks are becoming increasingly common. How concerned are the Australian authorities that someone managed to hack into a critical company working in the defence sector?
Well, they're very concerned. The Australian Federal Police are investigating, as is the Australian Cyber Security Centre, which is run by the Australian Signals Directorate, which is sort of the premier cyber and communications intelligence authority in Australia. Now, they have stepped in to help Austal directly with its cyber defences. They all say that only Austal's Australian operations were affected, not its American operations and its other international counterparts. But that would be of concern to our international partners as well, given this space, this defence space, is such a sensitive one. Now, the Department of Defence and the Department of Home Affairs say that this incident really reinforces how serious cybersecurity threats are, particularly in the defence industry, and the need for companies working in this space to make sure that the defences they have, their counter-cyber espionage defences, are adequate in this. Now, the head of the Australian Security and Intelligence Organisation, Duncan Lewis, has been saying for some time now that espionage and foreign interference is at unprecedented levels in Australia. And we're seeing this, the Australian Signals Directorate take a much more prominent role in working directly with businesses. That's becoming a higher priority for the Australian government in recognition of not only the growing threat to commercial operations, but also because there are now so many private companies involved in constructing and in operating public infrastructure.
That's our political reporter, Melissa Clark in Canberra. Thank you.